Tonight's show is brought to you by bobsfishbowl.com. And if you don't know the definition of revolutionary, it's a website I'm prepared to call revolutionary. I am the Bob, over there the fishbowl. Michael Cohen is in Washington, D.C. Donald Trump is in Vietnam. And Mike Pence is somewhere masturbating in a Jesus costume. I, of course, am in beautiful, scenic, historic downtown Tijuana, Mexico. Loving every minute of it. Didn't lock myself in any garages today. Another day, another good mood, because you'll never guess what I found at the store today. You will never guess, but here's a hint. I'm pretty sure, that I'm getting laid tonight. You'll never guess what I found at the store, and that's your hint. I'm pretty kinda sure I'm getting laid tonight. Nope. Nope. Still not correct. Something I haven't seen in the States in a long time, and believe me, had I seen it, I would have purchased it. Aquanet hairspray. I am going to do, I'm going out tonight by myself, one man army, and I am going to do something magical with my hair, and I predict the beautiful Latin lovely ladies of Tijuana won't be able to keep their hands off the bob. It should be quite a thing, I'll take a picture and put it on Instagram, maybe even bobsfishbowl.com. It's revolutionary if you don't know the definition of blah, blah, blah. Question one from Fishbola reads as follows. Will Trump and Chairman Kim's big announcement involve Dennis Rodman? Will their announcement involve Dennis Rodman? Of course, they're having their second summit in Vietnam. Trump is desperate to do something to take Michael Cohen off the front page and the banner of every website in the world. Maybe, just maybe, Dennis Rodman will be the guy that gets to go over to North Korea, play basketball, and investigate just one of potentially up to 20 of North Korea's 20 secret nuclear facility sites. And then I hope the headline somewhere, because this is going to be so absurd, and the summit is taking place in Vietnam, I think the only appropriate headline for the Trump-Kim summit, just because it's so ridiculous, is what the pho. That's a Vietnamese soup joke. You can't find that just anywhere. You got to come to Bob's Fishbowl for entertainment like that. We are bringing the heat. Question up. Did Michael Cohen change anything today? Did Michael Cohen change anything today? You know, the whole thing, and really the entire Trump presidency, is simply a Rorschach test. I can't imagine that anyone in the middle, that something happened today, like they were pro-Trump and now they're anti-Trump, or they were anti-Trump at the beginning of the day and now they're pro-Trump. We learned a few things. Well, I mean, is it breaking news that Trump is a cheat, a liar, a racist, a con man? Most everyone that doesn't like the president, which is most of the country, already thinks that. Michael Cohen says he was in the room when Roger Stone called. He was in Trump's office when allegedly Roger Stone called on the speakerphone to tell him he had just spoke to Julian Assange and the Clinton email dump is coming any day. Who knows the veracity of that statement? Cohen alleges that Trump was talking about President Obama when he was president and said, try to name a country run by a black person that's not a shithole. That came from the mouth of Michael Cohen today, or something similar to that. And also, Trump's personal lawyers reviewed and edited Michael Cohen's statement to Congress that eventually led to Michael Cohen's felony conviction for lying to Congress. That's kind of a thing. Other than that, just a Rorschach test. Just a Rorschach. Doesn't change anything. This is the most polarized this country has been in a long time. And by this country, I mean the United States, because here in Mexico, I can't speak for the mood of the entire giant nation. Question trois. Yo, it's me, Fish B. What up, Fish B? How's your day? You find any Aquanet? Is it true you're thinking of a belly tattoo? I mean, how do I top what I already have on my chest? I have an amazing Latin phrase that I won't share. Over my heart, I have a grizzly bear that's literally spitting fire. Top that if you can. Pete Davidson has like a, he's got a great white shark over his heart. But I think if you're playing the rock, paper, scissors, animal tattoo over heart games, I believe the bear, the grizzly bear spitting fire takes down the great white shark. I just believe that. I'm thinking about Thug Life. Thug Life would be a good one, but Tupac already had that. What if I did a full rendering of a shirtless Tupac on my stomach, and that way I can incorporate both Tupac and all Tupac's tattoos, including Thug Life? Because what else would a manimal like me tattoo across his belly if not Thug Life? Synonymous. When people think about me, the first thing that comes to that just jumps off the tongue, Thug Life. That guy, he's one hard motherfucker. That's what they say. Next. Yo, it's me, Fish B again. Jesus Christ, Fish B. Did you lock yourself in the garage again today? No, I didn't. Believe it or not, I made it through an entire day. I was in and out at least 2-3 times. I bought the Aquanet, and at no time, I'm pleased to report the very complicated system of 3 doors, 6 locks, 4 keys. At no point was I locked in the garage for 45 minutes a day. I was also not bitten by a wolverine, so today is much better. We're doing fine, just fine. Thank you very much. Why is it important to always tip well? Why is it important to always tip well? Well, I believe it's because of this headline in the New York Post today. Man delivering food allegedly dipped testicles in salsa over low tip. It could happen. It could happen. And good karma. These poor people, they drove 30 minutes and got an 89-cent tip. So dude thought it would be cool if he teabagged their salsa. Yowza. I don't know. Really? You like that? Always tip well. I used to work for tips at one point in my life, and everyone I know that did always tips exceptionally well. And as I mentioned before, you can never go wrong with good karma. Next. Who's the craziest person you've met so far in Mexico? Who is the craziest person? Well, I've had some run-ins, but at the former establishment I was living at, there were a couple other gringos. One, I'm pretty confident, was on the run from the law. Another, this is a nutty job for a gringo. But he spent his whole life in the repo business. And his job is, and because obviously there's a lot of traffic going to and from California and Mexico, his job is to track down these vehicles that need to be repossessed and do that in Mexico. That's a dangerous job anywhere. That's a dangerous job in rural USA. In Mexico, that's a ballsy motherfucker. And when he told me what he did for a living, that's the exact quote I gave him. I'm like, whoa, dude, that is, that takes balls. That is, people think I'm silly for doing a podcast. That is another level, just another level. He must be a ninja or something. What's the most interesting thing you read today? The most interesting thing I read today, yeah, I read a lot. You might have missed this. In fact, you probably did. But Heidi Fleiss, remember, believe me, I'm getting somewhere. But Heidi Fleiss, remember the former Hollywood madam? She wrote this op-ed for USA Today that was actually fantastic. A fascinating read. I encourage you. She's ultra bright, Heidi Fleiss. Anytime she writes something, you should read it. She's really, really, really good. But she was talking about why the Patriots owner, Robert Kraft, would go to a rub and tug. And she was explaining, because he can. Sometimes you're in the mood for a five-star restaurant, and sometimes you just want fast food. The problem is that sex work in America outside of Nevada is illegal, and then because it's illegal, then you have people that operate outside the law that will exploit that, which makes the problem of human trafficking and so on. But she went on to point out, you know who's in favor? Here's a couple organizations around the world that are a little ahead of the United States in favor of legalized prostitution. Amnesty International, perhaps you've heard of them. The United Nations, perhaps you're familiar with their work. And Human Rights Watch, not exactly a dog and pony show. And another interesting fact, maybe of all of it, just a random aside, do you know what Heidi Fleiss does now? Do you know, Fishby? This is true. Heidi Fleiss, she went from being the Hollywood madam. Heidi Fleiss now runs a macaw, or as I like to say, macaw. Heidi Fleiss runs a macaw rescue in Nevada. Yeah, that's true. Go figure. It's yeah. Way to go, Heidi Fleiss. Cool, man. Cool. A macaw rescue. We're into that. Right on. Next question. From the Fishbowl of Doom. Is the House gun legislation going anywhere? This is another story that didn't get covered today because it's wall-to-wall Michael Cohen, and then we'll see what kind of agreement. I got breaking news a few moments ago that supposedly Trump and Kim are going to announce an agreement. And again, I predict the headline, hopefully, what the fuck? What the fuck? So today, the House passed gun legislation, 240 to 190. And they actually passed something that they've been talking about forever. Extending background checks to private sales, gun shows, and internet transactions. And this is the way legislation should work. The Republicans got something in there too. The Republicans got an amendment if the bill that if someone fails a background check trying to buy a firearm because they're an illegal alien, unlike me in Mexico, who's a legal alien, but if they're buying a gun and then they fail the background check because they're an illegal alien, then ICE gets notified. And I know people have a lot of strong opinions about ICE, but this is the way compromise legislation works. This passed the House today, the first meaningful gun legislation to pass the House in forever. Here's the problem in our bicameral system. The Republican-controlled Senate is not even going to take up the bill for a vote, but at least it's a step and another reason to vote Democrat if you care about gun rights issues in the forthcoming election. And next time we vote on the Senate in 2020, a much more favorable map for the Dems coming up. This time it was just the perfect storm of the states that were up this round in 2018. Last question, as always, comes from Isaiah, the tiny player. He's the 8-year-old executive producer of this thing. What was the most underreported news story of the day? Gosh, for an 8-year-old, you got to admit, that kid is on it. The most underreported news story of the day is India and Pakistan, who hate each other, are back at it again. They're lobbing bombs at each other over Kashmir, and both of these countries are nuclear powers. We just somehow ignore India and Pakistan and their hatred for each other. And this little tiff, and this is more than a tiff. People are dying. The guns are going back and forth over Kashmir again. And one of these days, the world is not going to be able to turn down the temperature on it. This temperature gets too hot on that, and kaboom goes planet Earth, and no more Bob's Fishbowl, amongst other things. amongst other things. And with that, my friends, it's time for Boleta Bola de Fuego, which unfortunately is the only Spanish phrase I know. The paddle ball of fire. First things first, not big ups to Johnny Manziel. The former Heisman Trophy winner signed the contract to play in the Canadian Football League. He's been thrown out of the Canadian Football League. Come on, Johnny Manziel. We're rooting for you, kinda, sorta. Antoinette Toni Harris. You may remember that name. She was the female football player featured in the Super Bowl commercial. She has signed a letter of intent to play men's football at Central Methodist University, the first skill position player to ever do so. Oh, hold on. I'm getting a FaceTime call. I've got to decline. Anyway, so Central Methodist University. Sorry, that threw me off. Oprah lost $58 million today because she owns 8% of Weight Watchers and their stock is way down. The good news for Oprah, she's worth $2.5 billion, so who really cares about $58 million? It's a couch change. Amanda Knox, murder joke, sends Instagram ablaze. Way to go, Seattle's Amanda Knox. Woo-hoo, Instagram fire. And lastly, Clother Scrapton USA has invented a pizza pocket hoodie. Get in line now, get yours. It's a tough food to carry around, the slice of pizza. So they've come out with the pizza pocket hoodie. And with that, I'm gonna go shower, and then I'm gonna Aquanet, and then and then I'm gonna go out, and I'm on a mission to go to every bar in Tijuana before I leave. We'll see how that goes this evening. Till mañana, you know I love you. Adios.